Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The pandemic forced scores of Boston-area restaurants to shut down. That list included Chef Irene Lee's May May restaurant in Brookline. Now the James Beard Award winner and a devoted team of collaborators have a new 4,000-square-foot dumpling factory and cafe in South Boston. As WBUR's Andrea Shea reports, transparency and, quote, world dumpling domination are on the menu.
May May co-founder and co-owner Irene Lee always loved watching the show How It's Made, that takes viewers behind the scenes in different industries. So when she and her team started strategizing a reboot of the business she started a decade ago, they ran with a novel idea.
Wouldn't it be cool if people could see inside a dumpling factory? So for us, having this kind of interactive element where the guests really get a sense of the people working and the process, that really aligned with kind of how we think about our work at May May.
Their new May May Dumpling Factory and Cafe in South Boston is all about transparency.
It's kind of like a modern brewery where you go, you can take a tour, you can see how the stuff is being made, then you get to hang out in the tap room or in our dining room, as the case may be. You can sample the product and you can also buy some to take home with you to enjoy later.
A delicious-looking wall mural in the dining room depicts the dumpling life cycle from farm to table. Customers can also peer through a huge glass window into the production area, where staff members mix dough and fillings made mostly with local produce and responsibly raised meat. A hulking new machine helps speed things up.
We average somewhere between 500 to 1,000 dumplings an hour when we're in production. This really kind of opens up a whole new level of volume for us. We were squeezing this process out of our old location, and so this space is really designed to allow us to pump out dumplings.
Turns out Lee never intended to open a dumpling factory, but the original May May in Brookline, which she and her siblings started as a food truck in 2012, went into a tailspin because of the pandemic.
We were pivoting every which way, spinning around in circles, doing groceries, doing takeout, doing family meals.
When a customer suggested they try selling their dumplings at farmers markets,
I was the one who poo-pooed the idea. I was like, we don't need to go to a farmers market. Like, that's for food startups, and we're not a startup, we're a restaurant. And, you know, my partners looked at me and sort of said, like, it's COVID. We're all startups again.
The dumplings were a hit and expanded to about 20 farmers markets across Massachusetts. But Lee had no idea how to manufacture mass quantities of dumplings. Luckily, her two managing partners, who have MBAs from Babson College, did.
I admitted up front that I didn't want to be the one who was in charge of it. And so they have really brought a level of sophistication and intention to this plan that the old May May frankly never had.
Manufacturing guru Annie Campbell jokes that their goal is world dumpling domination.
I think for us, it's really being able to see the dumplings on grocery store shelves coast to coast.
May May's other managing partner, Alyssa Lee, says it's also about carrying on Irene Lee's pioneering business practices, which earned her the James Beard Award for Leadership last year.
She is a vision setter, and that's why I think she's attracted so many great people to work with her, for her. And a lot of us here, too, have been able to kind of grasp on this better vision that she has for the food industry.
Before joining May May, Campbell was inspired by Lee's open book management, which is
opening up their books and saying, like, this is the nitty-gritty and the ugly, you know, truth of what it takes to run a restaurant, and to teach the whole staff so that they understood what was really happening. That really spoke to me as the kind of business that I wanted to be involved in.
This alarm is letting production manager Wei Wu know 800 steamed dumplings are ready. She read all about Irene Lee's advocacy, including her fight against food waste, and applied to work at May May.
I don't like food waste, you know, and I think, you know, with myself working in the food industry, you know, I can do a little, my part, to help that.
I, you know, have a vision of a restaurant industry that is more independent, more diverse, more equitable, more accessible than it is right now. And I'm hopeful that we can push towards that future.
Irene Lee will continue doing that beyond Mei Mei's walls with PrepShift, her new tech-based consulting company. She wants to pay it forward by helping other restaurants create their own equitable and sustainable business models. To focus on this next chapter, Lee is backing away from daily operations at the dumpling factory, but she knows Mei Mei is in good hands.
It's exciting to see a brand that I've loved and sort of stewarded for so many years evolve into something else. The only thing that I hope stays the same is that we can be a business that people are proud to work for and proud to support.
Lee believes dumplings make the world go round, and she just wants people to eat more of them. To spread even more dumpling love, Mei Mei will also host dumpling making classes. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
Well, the dumpling party is no food for